Okay, my friends. So, are you a cat? Oh my goodness. Friends, we've got a cat in the house. Hello, little kitty cat. How are you? Yeah. Ooh, you sound like a pretty wild cat. There it is. Well, today I better calm you down with a story. Are you ready for today's story? It's called Mina. And it was written by Matthew Forsyth. And it's read today by Mommy and her cat. All right, here we go. Mina lived in her own little world where nothing ever bothered her. Except for one thing. It wasn't her father, who was always bringing home surprises from the outside world. Ooh, and in the picture we can see he's got a tin can. Mina is a mouse, and so is her father. It wasn't the tin can he found that made his jokes louder. Why do dads have bad jokes? I don't know why, but it's apparent. And it wasn't the collection of antique art that he thought would make them rich. Oh boy, he does have a lot of art. Those are stamps that we can see in the picture. He's putting stamps up everywhere. Yep. And it wasn't even the band of musicians he met in the woods. She barely noticed any of those things. Although they do look like you would have a hard time not noticing them, as they're all playing musical instruments. But one day her father came home and said, "Mina, come outside. I have a really big surprise for you." And that's when she started to worry. "It's a squirrel," he said.
"I don't think that's a squirrel," said Mina.
"It's a cat. It's me.
Is that you? Are you that cat?"
"No, I'm not."
"Oh my goodness.
Cat. I'm not that cat, but I'm his cousin."
"You're a cousin of that cat." "Yeah, in the picture, we can see there is a very large animal comparatively to the mice. The mice are very small, and this animal is much larger. It has pointy little ears like a squirrel, a long tail like a squirrel, but I don't think that's a squirrel."
"That's a cat."
"Of course it is. Squirrels are bigger than mice and have long, bushy tails."
I don't know,"
said Mina. That night, Mina couldn't sleep. And I can see why. What is going on in the picture? What is in her bedroom?
The cat.
The cat. Her dad brought the cat into their house, and the cat is in her room. "There's nothing to worry about," said her father. "Remember that time I brought home those stick insects and you taught them to read? That was so much fun."
"They stole all my books," said Mina.
"We got you more books," said her father. "Now go to sleep. Everything will be fine. You'll see."
"I don't know,"
said Mina. And in the picture, oh no, I can see something new happened.
It has claws.
The cat has claws. Big sharp ones. And Mina sees them. Oh, Mina, what are you going to do? But sure enough, everything was fine. What? For a little while. Oh my goodness. I can't believe they tamed that cat. Until one day, Mina's father said, "He's not eating. Something's wrong. Do you think he's lonely?"
"Perhaps," said Mina. "But whatever you do, please don't bring home any more surprises."
But the next day, I'm afraid of turning the page.
I just saw what's on the other page.
You saw what's on the other page?
Yeah, click on it.
Turn it. Oh, no. He brought home two more surprises, and they are, in fact...
I love kittens.
Cats. Yep, now we have not just one, not just two.
Three kittens.
We have three kittens. But they wouldn't eat either. So Mina's father called the doctor, who came right away.
I'm sure there's nothing to worry about, said the doctor. But let me take a look at these squirrels. Oh, I see the problem, said the doctor. The problem is that these squirrels are definitely cats.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, said Mina's father.
Oh, dear,
said Mina. And then, all at once, oh, I can't turn the page. I can't turn the page. I just can't. The cats chased Mina and her father's and the doctor's into the woods and over the pond. Oh, I'm so scared of turning the page. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I'm afraid. And up a tree when Mina finally said,
Stop! We shared our home with you. Our food, our toothpaste. And this is how you repay us? By trying to eat us?
Well, you know what? She's got a good point. When someone is kind to you, should you repay them by chasing them?
Yes,
said the cats, and they were about to eat the mice when the strangest thing happened. What do you think it might be? I'm scared. I'm afraid of looking. I don't know. It could be very intense.
Black eyes.
Oh. A stick insect walked slowly into the fray, and she licked her finger and opened a book and started reading out loud with a deep, charismatic voice, which is how all stick insects sound. And the cats slowly fell asleep. And quietly, Mina and her father and the doctor stole away.
I told you everything would be fine, whispered Mina's father.
And even though she had rolled her little eyes, Mina had to admit that, for once, he was right. And I gotta say, it's a good thing they taught those stick bugs to read. Right? So if you're a cat, can I be a stick bug since I'm reading to you?
I'm a stick bug.
I've always wanted to try it out. And that is... Say it with me. Yeah. In the picture, we can see a stick bug is reading. That is the end.